the plan wasn't for me to start as slow as I did. I just couldn't really get going in the early rounds, but I could feel him slowing in the fourth and fifth. So, you know, I just sort of bided my time, and then the opportunity came and I did cause a knockdown, and I think the fight really turned on its head from around six and seven, and I managed to get the win, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, the knockdown came in the eighth round. Building up to that, what was Mick Marsden, your trainer, saying to you in the corner in between rounds?
Just move my head, move my feet, but Cartwright were doing a good enough job of moving my head for me. So I just sort of, in my head, I just thought, well, it's not working, so I'll just resort to my own little plan and just drag it out of him, let him punch himself out, and then try to take him out later on, which is what I did.
You both had really good support on the night. Were you aware of that during the fight? Could you hear both sets of fans cheering both of you on?
Yeah, you can hear every now and then in a fight you hear certain things. You don't always hear the full lot. It'll just be, you might a split second, hear certain little things, and I think someone shouted, "Knock him out, Mason," or something like that. But yeah, you're definitely aware of it, but it doesn't really affect the fight. There's two of us in there, and that's how I look at it.
Going into the ninth, you're off the back of knocking Mason down, and as we found out after the fight, according to the judge scorecards, I think it was a draw on one, and you were behind just by 1 point on the other two cards. Did you get a sense that in those last couple of rounds you really needed to start pouring it on?
Yeah, I knew I was down from the six and seven rounder. After the seventh, I said to Mick, look, I'm just gonna go out here and try drag it out and see what I could do, and then causing a knockdown. I mean, there's been a lot of talk after the fight of he deserves a rematch and all this stuff, but no one sort of mentioned the knockdown. You know, that was a big thing, and the tide was turning, and I've no doubt in my mind if the cut didn't happen, I would have still got to him.
As you say, he landed a big punch in the ninth, which unfortunately split open his lip. The referee called over the doctor, and it's probably one of the worst cuts I've actually seen at a live event. The doctor had no option other than to stop it. You were crowned victorious, and quite emotional scenes afterwards. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, you say unfortunately, I definitely don't. I was glad when the doctor stopped it, but yeah, you know, there's been no secrets about me granddad passing away 3 weeks before the fight. Everyone knew. I just had to push it to the back of my head and focus on the fight, which is what I did. And then people know now, but what they didn't know is the funeral was the day before the fight, the day of the weigh-in. But, you know, I had to, as hard as it was, be professional and just concentrate on the fight. But, yeah, it was hard. And then after, I think a lot of people say the dreams and stuff, but if I'd have lost that fight and boxed for another title in September and won, I still don't think it had meant as much as what Saturday night did. It was the first fight my granddad ever missed as a pro, so you know, there was a lot of emotions, and believe it or not, them scenes after the fight I've played over and over in my head before the fight. I could see that happening, and then, like I say, I had 3 weeks worth of emotion inside, and then, you know, as everyone's saying, it come out, and it wasn't staying in, so yeah, it come out.
You paid tribute to him in the ring during the fight by having his name emblazoned on your trunks, and then afterwards, when first of all you bowed down on the cameras, then you jumped up on the ropes and sort of looked to him and just gave you special thanks to everything that he's done for you throughout your career. Quite a touchy moment.
Yeah, I mean, I've always wanted to jump on the ropes. You see all the world title champions that I thought I'll have a go. But, you know, yeah, a lot of people won't have a clue what that meant for me. And, you know, the emotion that, you know, my family seen that throughout, you know, the build-up. And I managed to keep it a bit reserved during lead-up. But, you know, I think I had cousins watching it all and that were crying. And, you know, because they knew what, you know, the stuff I went through in the build-up. So, you know, obviously to be able to get a win and let that emotion come out, you know, that obviously, you know, meant a lot to me, yeah.